Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
It seems as if it would only be a matter of time before the far left wing of the Democrat Party was split for either ideological reasons or for something as petty as whether or not a woman could become president of the United States. Well, it has occurred. And during the recent Democrat debate, Bernie Sanders was asked if he told Elizabeth Warren that a woman could not be elected president. He said he didn't say any such thing to Warren. The question was then put to Warren as if Sanders actually did make that comment. CNN's Abby Phillips didn't even pretend to be fair or balanced in her questioning. She asked, "Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election? Got it?" The first CNN question to Sanders was as if he had actually made that statement. The question to Warren assumes Sanders did make that statement. It must be nice for Elizabeth Warren to have the host of the debate on your team. Makes things a little bit easier. Now, as Warren approached Sanders after the debate, she accused him of calling her a liar on national television, at which point he made the same accusation against her. Now, given Warren's history of lying, whether she was a person of Indian heritage, whether she was not hired as a teacher because she was pregnant, whether her child went to private schools, one might conclude Warren was the one doing the lying. And while the contention between Sanders and Warren was between the two of them, and perhaps no one will ever know the truth except for the two of them, CNN claimed a further investigation into the issue backed up Elizabeth Warren. Someone should inform CNN that their credibility has already been compromised. In other words, they have no credibility. But move ahead 2 days after the debate confrontation. 18 left-wing groups signed a unity pledge urging Democrats to remain united and focus their criticism on President Trump and so-called corporate Democrats. The seams of the far left are becoming unraveled over a private conversation that resulted in one of the parties lying about that conversation. At this point, it seems apparent that this division may well prevent either one of them from supporting the other's quest for the Democrat nomination. Should Warren falter, could she really support Sanders? And if Sanders falters, could he really support Warren? The Democrat Party is split between those who have traditionally professed the more centrist liberal philosophy and the far-left socialist faction that actually admires some of the programs espoused by the former Soviet Union communist leaders. Bernie Sanders has himself expressed admiration for how the communists addressed the housing and health issues. Elizabeth Warren wants to tax wealth that has already been taxed so the state would have more money to carry out government-controlled programs. Is there any indication that the two wings of the Democrat Party are really prepared to compromise and support the designated presidential candidate? The 18 left-wing groups did pledge to go all out to defeat Trump, no matter who the Democratic nominee is, and they urged other left-wing progressives to do the same. From economic issues to foreign policy issues to polarizing social issues, the divisions in the party are so great it's hard to imagine them actually coming together. Consider also that the economy is working for most people. Unemployment is at a record low. Trade agreements promised have been signed, and the U.S. is not involved in any major international conflicts. It could also be the case that if the president is not convicted in the impeachment proceedings, the American public will question why Democrats ever went down that road in the first place. Will the Democrats' division allow Republicans to retain the White House, the Senate, and retake the House? Stay tuned. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.